The infamous Jeff Thomas leaving the room. I'm Jeff Phelps. Tom Withers in for Andy Baskin today. Menigan flying our ship, 216-474-0092, and Meredith taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. Coming up at 12:20, Daniel Ofusi from ESPN covers the Browns is going to join us as the rookies are reporting today.
I know that guy.
And then at 1 o'clock, Tim May, Letterman Row, going to chime in on the British Open, the Open. But I say British, so we all know what it is. And a little Ohio State football
for Ohio State grad. It looks sunny now at the Open after we saw what looked to be the end of the world about a half an hour ago.
Dan doesn't like sunny at the Open.
This is the Open. You're supposed to be miserable. The wind's supposed to be blowing sideways. It's supposed to be dumping buckets of rain on top of these guys' heads. They're supposed to be wearing 17 layers and hardly able to swing their clubs.
They were for a while.
Yeah, I was just going to say, they've had a change of clothes here and a change of heart, and there's some blue skies in the background. So it's fun to watch it, though, isn't it? Like how they have to scramble on almost every single hole. Dealing with, as we're talking about, the inclement conditions there in lovely Northern Ireland. So.
Even more than regular tournaments, you can't let a double or a triple bogey get you down. Yeah. Okay, I'll just keep going here.
Oh, Scottie Scheffler making a push. There's a surprise.
There's a shocker.
Yeah.
Dave McMenamin used to work here in Cleveland covering.
I remember that dude.
Yeah, covering the Cavaliers for ESPN. And he came here from Los Angeles and then went back to Los Angeles. LeBron going to the Lakers, and Dave went out there and covers the Lakers and then covers everything now for ESPN doing basketball.
So is McManaman's coming back to Cleveland? Is that what you're breaking news?
I don't think well, if LeBron does, I'll bet Dave does. Although his new wife, Malika Andrews, might not appreciate that very much. Dave, on his one of his ESPN reports, made a comment about LeBron James, who, by the way, turns 41 in December.
Unbelievable. December 30th.
It's hard to believe. It's Tiger Woods' birthday.
I'm so old.
And Dave said this: I think we have to start thinking that this could be his last year in the league. Rich Paul told me there was no extension talk because they didn't ask for an extension. They didn't broach the subject. Now, you could say, why didn't the Lakers offer it? Well, sure you could, but Paul's point to me was this wasn't a point of tension. Not something that LeBron's team pursuing. So I think you look at it as, yep, very limited time remaining in his career. We kind of already knew that. That's one of the points. Yes, you kind of already knew that. He turns 41 in December. But I had a thought, Tom, when I mentioned Dave's thought to you, you said, yep, well, of course, 41 years old. And then I said to you, do you ever see LeBron as a guy who would hang out and play 15 minutes a game and average 12 points and not be the key guy? And without even missing a beat, you said?
Not for a second.
Exactly.
I could see LeBron, I'll take it a step further. I could see LeBron going and playing in China for a year for $1 billion. I could see LeBron.
Never thought of that.
I could see LeBron going to Europe and playing for a year.
Why? Not to make money, but to spread the brand?
To spread the brand. I mean, like, listen, he's followed in Michael Jordan's sneakers since day one, right? And I think he wants to continue to enhance that LeBron brand. He's already become a billionaire, what have you, but there's no reason for him not to want to, expand his kingdom, so to speak. I think there is basketball for him after L.A. I think there's basketball for him at a high level after L.A. I watched him at 40 last year, and he looked
good, didn't he?
Jeff, he's still one of the 10 best all-around players in the league.
Yeah.
At 40.
Tom, it's hard to argue with
it. It's unlike anything we've ever seen before.
So is his training regimen and the way he takes care of his body. You got to see it up close. Yeah. I got to see it up close. I've never seen a guy work as hard at staying physically ready to go as LeBron.
Mike Mencius has been the secret sauce for him for 20 plus years, his personal trainer.
And was the former assistant athletic trainer for the Cavaliers. With Max Benton.
Correct.
Great, great man, Max Benton. Max, if you're listening, howdy.
Hey, Max.
And then Mike went with LeBron to Miami and then came back here and but became a personal trainer for LeBron. And he's works with the teams, but he's LeBron's trainer.
He may spend as much time or more with LeBron as Savannah does with
Wouldn't
LeBron.
Wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, it is literally a 24/7 ordeal to keep that guy in shape during the season. So, yeah, the end is nigh, right? I mean, it's gonna happen at some point. But to your point, Jeff, I don't see LeBron hanging around, you know, being the odd man off the bench, you know, filling in for a team. He's LeBron James, for goodness sake. You know, all eyes are going to always be on him. He's always going to be the center of attention. He's always going to be, you know, the alpha male in the room. You know, I'm not going to be shocked, though, too, Jeff, that at some point he decides I've had enough and maybe steps away.
In season?
I don't know about in season. I think it would come after a season. So I could see him after the season, you know, depending on how he plays and if he stays healthy or what have you, then saying, yeah, I've had enough. But listen, I don't think the China thing is far-fetched.
That's an interesting thought.
Yeah, I don't think a swing through Europe is not far-fetched.
And it wouldn't be like being locked in for an 82-game season. They don't have – their seasons aren't that long.
Can you imagine how much money some teams would be willing to throw at him? I mean, it would be – you know, to play for him to play in Europe, it'd kind of be the equivalent of, you know, a team going out and signing a Lionel Messi or you know, a soccer team going after one of the, you know, whatever the top name is that's out there.
Yeah.
He's LeBron James. It sells a lot of tickets.
Has averaged at least 24.4 points a game every year since his rookie year.
It's remarkable.
Man, that's hard.
Well, then look at the other numbers. What is it? 7.5 rebounds, and 7.5 assists. Yeah. I mean,
it's nuts.
He owns every record that there is.
The one thing, Tom, when you know, and because he's from here, he still owns a house here, still pays attention to everything Cleveland. Lets you know he pays attention to it because he's active on social media about it. When there was rumbling, you know, hey, you know, coming to the Cavs and all that stuff, blah 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 blah. I thought this. There's no way that's going to happen. However, he would be the absolute perfect three.
For this team right now.
On this team right now.
I hear you.
I mean, you couldn't go around the league. I mean, like, I when the Durant stuff came up a little bit,
yeah.
I said, of course, Durant in here, that'd be phenomenal. I think LeBron would be an even better fit. He would be unbelievable. With this crew.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they would win the NBA championship.
Yeah, it's kind of fantasy.
I'm sorry, they would win it.
It's a little bit fantasy basketball right now, but
it's
fun to think about, Jeff, and you're so right. I mean, can you imagine him?
With Donovan and Evan?
Wow.
and let's just say Jared Allen's still here, and Jared just, hey, I'll get some boards. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Here, go run the break, would you?
Myself and, excuse me, Tim Reynolds, who's... colleague of mine, the national writer for the AP, we've kicked this around over the last couple of years as to, you know, what is LeBron's final landing spot in the NBA? And Tim seems to think that it's going to be New York, just from the standpoint that when you think about LeBron and that brand, right? He's got the Midwest covered, took care of that in the early years here in Cleveland. Then he came back, right?
He's got the South
Coast. He's gone to the South Coast. He's taking care of Miami and all that. Comes with Miami.
Southern states.
With Miami, right?
The whole glitz and everything else.
He's got the LA market cornered now, right? He's done his thing out there. He's got his production company, et cetera. What's left? The Big Apple, the Mecca of basketball where he loves playing. Could you imagine LeBron ending up with the Knicks and helping them end one of the longest droughts in NBA history? Oh, by the way, something that he's already done here. So I don't know, just food for thought. But
who's the coach of the Knicks now, Tom?
Oh, interesting. I know that guy. So do you.
I hadn't even thought of that. That's interesting.
And by the way,
because it would be about legacy, marketing, selling, and finishing it off. He'd be a great fit there too.
And by the way, I couldn't be happier for Mike Brown. And I think Mike Brown is ready for this now. Like he's been through enough, I think, in his career, you know,
did a nice job in Sacramento. He got
a great job in Sacramento.
Got a raw deal.
Terrible deal. He and Michael Malone.
How did
either one of those guys got fired is beyond me. So I think Mike is ready for the New York market, which I don't think people here can quite appreciate, no knock to Cleveland fans or what have you. It's just, it's a different world there in every single sport. I mean,
how long did you work in New York?
Too long. I was there from as a journalist professional from 86 through 98.
That's a lot of time in New York.
It was enough time where, and literally, each game is almost like a season, the way it's dissected. And, you know, and you saw the passion of Knicks fans during this recent playoff run.
Knicks fans are awesome.
Really, they are awesome.
I love watching games at the Garden. I mean, they're
on the floor, for God's sake.
They went nuts when one of their players did a crossover dribble on somebody and cut back. You know, it was like, and they're like, I mean, they're picking up every minute detail in a game. It's a
very educated fan as well, too.
Exactly. I mean, it's a fascinating place to watch a basketball.
They're a little bit crazy, of course, which is
I love watching games.
I do too. There's a good level of crazy, but they're very passionate, and so I could see that, and I tend to agree with Tim. I could see LeBron from a marketing standpoint, from a basketball standpoint, from a legacy standpoint. Considering New York very, very much,
that would have to happen real quick, wouldn't it?
It would, and I don't know what kind of package then the Knicks could put together. I mean, you know, much like we talked about with the Cavs, you would hate to. I mean, you're going to have to give up, right? You're going to have to give up a lot now.
Unless he signed there next year as a free agent.
Well, that's
the
thing.
But then he'd be 42.
But again, LeBron at 42 is different than anybody else we've ever seen at 42.
Maybe for 1 year in New York. He would be okay with 16 points a game, 7 rebounds, 5 assists, something like that.
And another title.
Maybe an Olympic gold medal. The gentleman to my right has covered multiple Olympic games. There's a gentleman who owned an NBA team who doesn't think guys like LeBron should be going to the Olympics anymore. You're the perfect guy to ask about this. But the guy who said this didn't say it for the reasons you might think. We'll explain all that, and Tom will have great insight because he's covered how many Olympic games?
I was lucky, 10.
10 Olympic games. Tom's opinion on a bold comment from Mark Cuban. Next on Baskin and Phelps.